You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
And hello, everyone, and good morning, and welcome to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission here at the Archdiocese of Chicago. It is very, very, very good to be back with all of you here today, this great month of June. And let me tell you, we've had some wonderful, wonderful thunderstorms, rainy weather, and at the same time, sunny weather. So we're all blessed to be here. Victor, how have you been?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you, Pablo. You already got the whole name of the office, and you did it well.
You know, I've been struggling with that for a while, but, you know, Victor, I still have to get it in one breath, though. I kind of had to take three breaths here, but, you know, we're working on it. We're getting there. We're almost there. I feel very confident. And, you know, Victor,
yes.
I want to start off with something. You know, we kind of dropped this off on the side, and it was
did you know?
Yes. Victor, you know, did you know that it's Theology on Tap season already, that it's right around the corner?
I know. Yes, because I used to participate in this. Yes, I am aware of that.
Yeah, so we're very excited, Victor, and, you know, this year, our Theology on Tap is going to be fantastic.
I believe that.
We have every year 17 host sites, but don't let the number fool you. That's over 40 parishes or, you know, 40 sites that are actually grouping together and working together. And we have a total of 17. Maybe the number will grow. We're very hopeful.
What a blessing.
And so Theology on Tap is here, Victor. And we're super excited about that.
Yes.
You know, it's the wonderful summer program for young adults.
Exactly,
You know, we're just very, very glad it's here. And I'm glad you're also look excited, Victor.
Oh, I'm really happy because I have participated on Theology on Tap in the past. And it has been a wonderful experience for me and for my friends. And this is a great mission and pastoral plan, and I don't know how do you call it, but it's wonderful. It's a good time for young adults to be together and reflect on wonderful topics that they are dealing with.
And for many of you that don't know, Theology on Tap is already in its probably 37th year, or going to soon be in its 37th year. And about, you know, a year and a half ago when we restructured the Archdiocese of Chicago to renew my church, we added two tracks. We added the evangelization track and the service track, along with the formation and theological track that we always had. And last year, we had a wonderful kickoff event at the Crowbar over at River North on a Monday night. I believe it was June 17th around that time. And we had a wonderful speaker join us, and that was Father Tom Rozica. And did you know that he's on the phone with us today, Victor?
Oh, that's awesome to have him.
So, Father Tom Rozica, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Doing great. What a wonderful surprise. We're so blessed to have you. You know, Father, we've been showing around these promo videos for our kickoff this year, Father, and we're very blessed to hear you and see you on these videos. So I just want to thank you for taking the time at that kickoff event to really, talk to us about Theology on Tap. So, you know, thank you for being on the show, Father.
Well, thank you very much. And if you thought last year was big, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you see what we got prepared for this year.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just going to be kind of the one who asked the probing question, but Father Rob Gallia is going to be with us, and he's kind of a rock star in the best sense of the word.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. We're very blessed to have him. Yes, we're not going to give away too much spoilers, so if you want to know more about the priest mentioned, you better come.
Yes.
You might be in for a surprise, you know, so if you think that, you know, you knew what a priest looked like, you're in for a surprise. So thank you, Father Tom. Father Tom, why do you think it's so important for our young adults to come out and be part of Theology on Tap? Yeah.
Well, you know, I think you said 37 years ago, and if my memory is correct, it was, I think, Cardinal Bernardin who kind of launched this, and what was supposed to be just for Chicago took off like wildfire. It's a wonderful way to meet people, to encounter them, to reach people. Of course, beer and some food helps, but it's for young adults, and I've always admired it. I know when I was university chaplain, we imitated it in our own small way in Toronto years ago, and it's taken off all over the country because it provides a forum. I know they just had one in Washington where Cardinal Wuerl, really, the place rocked when he answered questions, and people had a great time together. And that evening in Chicago last year, I will never forget, that was Michael Laughlin with us, the journalist who's based in Chicago. And this year I suggested to Father Peter and crew, let's take advantage of Rob. Rob's with me. He's going to have some vacation, so I convinced Rob to come with his guitar. Wow. It's a wonderful way to meet. It's culture. It's listening to witness and story, and Rob's story is a really big story. I mean, he's an Australian idol, you know, a priest appearing on stage for those crazy talent shows and stuff, and his star rocketed, skyrocketed. And he's a wonderful person. He's a very good priest. He's a young priest, and he knows how to speak the language of most of the people in the room. So I'm really excited about this. I'd do anything to come back to Chicago. You have one of the most vibrant churches in North America, and it's always a great thrill to be associated with you.
And you know, we're very excited to be doing the kickoff again, because I think that's one of the events that we really, really loved last year. We had over 500 people show up, and it was really, I wanted, you know, even though it was at a bar, even though it was a Theology on Tap event, Father Tom, you know, I really have to say that it felt almost like we were in a backyard barbecue. It felt like we were really among family. We were getting to know each other. The environment there was just so great. And having the great speakers up there, you know, it was just amazing. So, you know, and I want to thank you for being part of that kickoff as well. Because
thank you for inviting me. My only regret last year is by the time I got to the table where the wings were, there was nothing left. So this year, I think I'm going to start off there and make my way up to the stage.
Yeah, or we got to let somebody know that we have to have extra wings just in case. Because
no, it's a wonderful evening. So thank you.
And the food is really tasty, by the way. So for all of you that are listening to us, that are new or to the Lifelong Journey show that are probably tuning in for the first time, Theology on Tap, again, it's a summer program that we like to do for young adults 18 to 39 years old here in the Archdiocese. And it really is meant to be done at bars or lounges and really to discuss matters of the faith over a good glass, cold glass of beer. Yeah. You know, if on tap, it's the ideal. Father Tom, what are some of your fondest moments of Theology on Tap in the years that you've been involved with it?
Well, we had it in different modes. Like, we used to have it with a barbecue on the lawn in Toronto when I was at the Newman Center. Then in the cold weather, we had it inside. It was just a chance for people to come together. We started off small with 30, 50, then went up to 100, 150 people. And it was an important forum, especially when there were big things in the church, big documents that were coming out those years under Pope John Paul II. So I remember the time we had Fides et Ratio came out, and we had a big evening. We invited all kinds of philosophy students and theology students. And, you know, we chose the forum, and we drew people together. The past years I've been to Theology on Tap in different dioceses across North America, and a lot depends on the venue. It depends on the spirit. This is not theology in the sacristy. It's not some kind of a boring theological lecture, but it's supposed to launch some ideas, give a chance for questions and answers, and also just to meet people. You know, now in this pickup culture we're living in, bars, you know, they have a certain connotation. But I'd like to think that the church sees the momentum and said, look, bars are important because they're meeting places. Coffee shops are important. So let's use that to gather people together, to meet, to greet. It's much better than meeting somebody online. And also to realize there's a whole bunch of people like the ones that are there who are asking the same questions. So I have very positive memories. I strongly encourage it. And I admire very much the work of Father Peter's office and all those working with him, because they've got the right tone for things. They know how to gather people together. And Chicago's rocking right now. I'll have the privilege, too, on the Sunday night next week to celebrate the Mass at St. Clement's Church. And then the following night at the bar, and I can tell you that I was blown away last year when I went to St. Clement's for Mass in the heat of the summer to have hundreds of young adults, and then it continued outside on the plaza, and it's a wonderful spirit. So something good is happening in Chicago.
Yeah, we definitely like to think that the Holy Spirit is working in our city in a very positive way. Yeah. And what best way than, you know, Theology on Tap? I mean, you know, especially in the downtown area where our kickoff event is going to take place. So for those of you that are wondering where is this wonderful event going to take place? It's going to be at the Fremont Bar. It's located at 15 West Illinois Street in Chicago in the River North area. And we're going to start around 6:30. So get there, you know, get there early. Make sure you get a spot, because let me tell you, this place is going to get packed. Isn't that right, Father Tom?
Oh, no, it'll be filled. And Rob's going to be there. I know his books will be available, too. He's got a new book that came out. It's called Breakthrough, A Journey from Desperation to Hope. and it offers a wonderful portrait into a young guy from, you know, he's with it, he's cool, he could have gone in all kinds of directions. He chose to follow the Lord as a priest, and he's probably one of the most effective priests that I've met for a long, long time.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And Pablo, do you have to sign up for this event, or is free? Do you charge people? What happened? How people they can get there, or they can show up? What is the process they have to follow?
Well, you know what, Victor? You know, as Father Tom was saying, we're going to have a lot of good food, a lot of good drinks. But yeah, you still have to register. Yeah, we're not going to charge you a dime, of course. Theology on Tap in Chicago. The philosophy is that it should always be free. But we are going to ask you to go to our, you know, Theology on Tap Facebook page and, you know, look up the kickoff event, and you will see all the information that we're talking about here. Obviously, you know, we're going to be featuring Father Tom Rozica, but we're going to have Father Rob Gala be there as well. So, and again, he's a musician. He's also a songwriter, and he's going to be there present with us as well. So, you know, it's going to be a wonderful event all around, and I really want to encourage young adults to get out there. Father Tom, one of the other questions that I wanted to ask you is in terms of Theology on Tap, what are some of the questions that you find that young people are asking or are more curious about, theologically speaking, today about our faith?
Well, they hear a lot of stuff about Pope Francis or words that are attributed to Pope Francis. So a lot of people are saying, you know, what's the Pope asking? What's he really saying? Did the Pope really say this? A lot of them are saying how much they like the Pope because he's so with it. Most recently at the Theology on Tap, we've had thematic theologies on tap in Toronto. So we had one that dealt with Amoris Laetitia, the apostolic exhortation from the last two synods. We had a couple that dealt with Laudato Si. That was a big crowd. And then a question and answer. One was just, you know, I gave an opening talk briefly, and then we answered questions for an hour and a half, and it became a really good identity, you know, Catholic identity. This is who we are. This is why we do the things we do. It's a listening thing, and it's really good when bishops or cardinals also come. I know that Cardinal Bernardin used to do that. Cardinal Supich has been really great in hosting these, Cardinal Wuerl in Washington, other bishops, because it's a listening thing for them, too. It provides an opportunity for them to meet young people, not in the normal settings that you would normally meet. So I found, you know, there's all kinds of things. When I was leading World Youth Day in Toronto, we had all kinds of theologies on tap that prepared people for World Youth Day. I think Pope Francis himself is a big draw, so he becomes a reason to gather together and to answer questions.
And what are young people saying about Pope Francis? I know that it's an attraction, it's attractive. I've even heard that even some atheists are like looking at Pope Francis and they're like, wow, interesting kind of guy, right? But how is that rejuvenating our church, Father Tom?
Pope Francis has one major preoccupation, one major interest, and it's to bring people to Jesus Christ. You know, if people think that the Pope's success is going to be how many people are filling pews in churches, yes, it's very important, going to church. But the first thing that the Pope wants people to realize is that they have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and they have to be joyful witnesses. He uses the expression missionary disciples. I've been with the Pope many times when he's addressing young people, and it's pretty remarkable his ability to connect. I saw this really powerfully at the World Youth Day in Krakow, when it wasn't the standard addresses which were above people's heads, but it was a wonderful thing. You know, people connected with him. And so people are responding. They're looking to him. They say that he walks the talk and he walks the walk, and those are two very important qualities for any church leader. That's what I think people are looking for. They're asking lots of questions. You know, the world is not answering some of those questions. The world offers some quick thrills, but the world doesn't necessarily lead people into something deeper. And Francis is bringing them to Christ. It's what evangelization is all about.
Thank you very much, Father Tom, for joining us. I know you have to run, but we really, really appreciate you being with us. We will see you on June 25th at 6:30 over at the Fremont Bar. And thank you again, Father, for your words. And God bless you.
Reserve some tickets for me. I didn't get a chance to sign up yet. I don't want to miss chicken wings.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Father.
Bye, Father.
All right, we're going to go ahead and break, and we'll be right back. So join us and stay tuned. Thank you.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Zupich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Catholic Charities dedicates the Father Augustus Tolton Peace Center in the Austin neighborhood. We introduce you to the 19 permanent deacons recently ordained by Cardinal Zupich. Muslims and Catholics break bread for the annual iftar dinner during Ramadan, and Resurrection Parish holds a Corpus Christi procession to pray for peace after recent violence in their neighborhood.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Do you have questions about the meaning of life, love, and sexuality? And how about inner peace, true happiness, and romantic relationships? What is the role of the church in all of this? And how does one come to an understanding of the deepest mysteries of the human heart? Come join us in the retreat called Echo Chicago this June, where we will address all of these great things and more. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Pingoy from the Respect Life Ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I want to invite you to Echo Chicago. This June, the Archdiocese of Chicago will host a Theology and Body Summer Camp for teens and young adults. We have partnered with Dumb Ox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 22nd to the 28th. Registration is still open. For more information, go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the show for the Department of Parish Vitality and Missions Office of Lifelong Formation. So thank you so much for being on with us. If you are now joining us, we just had a wonderful, wonderful guest. We had Father Tom Rozica, who is going to be joining us at our Theology on Tap kickoff this coming June 25th at 6:30 p.m. Yes, that is a Monday, so yes, we can always party on Mondays. So absolutely, the Archdiocese of Chicago does party on Mondays, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Especially for young adults, Theology on Tap is geared for them, and it's the audience that we want to attract over at the River North area, 15 West Illinois Street. That's the Fremont Bar at 6:30 p.m. on June 25th. Father Tom Rozica is going to be with us. He's going to be joining us. He was there with us last year, and he's going to be with us this year. We're very blessed to have him. And we're also going to have the inspiring story of Australia's Axe Factors priest, Father Rob Galea. So yes, it's going to be on. It's going to be lit, as we say among young adults, and especially our young adult millennials that are very active in the church. Contrary to popular belief, you know, millennials are actually doing great stuff, and it's very lit. Meaning that, you know, it's wonderful work. And on the phone with us right now are actually some young adults themselves that are going to be doing Theology on Tap at a local level. So with us today is Maria Tatiana Aranda, or as we affectionately call her, Tati. So, Tati, how are you today?
Hi, Pablo. Thank you for having me. We're really excited. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I apologize. It's not Maria Tatiana Aranda on the phone. I am very, very sorry. It's Gabriela Aranda. I mean, Gabriela Garcia. How are you, Gabriela?
Hi. Very good. Thank you. We're actually both here today. Maria Tatiana and I are here today too.
Oh, that's fantastic! We thought it was just going to be one of you. But you know, great to have you, Maria and Maria Tatiana, or Tati and Gabby. So thank you for being on. And we also have we're blessed. We have two Marias on today, Victor.
Oh.
And we also have Maria here from St. Robert Bellarmine. How are you, Maria?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. So we got St. Robert Bellarmine in the house. St. Robert Bellarmine, St. John Paschal, or St. Paschal's. You correct me if I mess this up, Maria Siap. So, and we also have St. Gall and St. Rita on here today. And the reason why they're joining us, Victor, is because they are going to be hosting Theology on Tap at a local level for those of you that are new to Theology on Tap. Theology on Tap usually is hosted at a parish or at a bar or a lounge by a particular parish or or site. This year, we have St. Robert Bellarmine, St. Paschal's doing a site themselves, but we also have a cluster of parishes that include, but not limited to, St. Rita's and St. Gall's over in the southwest side of the city. So let me start with you, Maria Siep from St. Robert Bellarmine's. Tell us a little bit about your Theology on Tap sessions for this coming summer.
Okay, well, we are going to be having three sessions this summer, one in June, one in July, and one in August. And our sessions are actually going to be geared towards young couples and young families. We thought that that would be a good way to embrace the need here in the northwest side of the city. I feel like there's a lot of younger people who are either engaged, newly married, or have young kids. So we decided to kind of tailor our Theology on Tap to that.
What do you think about that, Victor?
Oh, that's fantastic. Actually, Pope Francis is telling us to follow the newlywed. And thank you for providing that, because we need holy families and we are looking for vocations. One of the vitality signs of the pastoral plan of Cardinal Supic is vocations, and vocations, they come from a family, and we strengthen the family. Thank you so much, Maria, for doing that and opening a session for the Theology on Tap for newlywed. God bless you. And you know, I love the way Father Tom was speaking. He has a lot of energy, enthusiasm. But what I took is this Theology on Tap is speaking the language of the youth. Is that truth? Is that your sense, Maria?
Yeah, I think that the Theology on Tap events are great. They're really trying to meet people where they're at. So that's what we're trying to do at our event, is just to meet people where they're at and give them some tools that they might find useful no matter where they're at in their faith life.
One of the things that I appreciate about when I went to do the training over at St. Robert Bellarmine's with you is I was very, very, very impressed and very grateful to hear that we are going to be, or at least you, your host side, is going to be targeting the young adult couples. And I just have to say that as someone who works directly in young adult ministry, it's very difficult sometimes to find places that actually meet young adult married couples where they're at. And I just have to say that I came away feeling very gratified to know that, you know, there is going to be a site that's going to cater to young adult married couples. And, you know, it's at St. Robert Bellarmine's. And if you're a young adult right now who's listening to this, and if you happen to be married, and even if you got kids, you know, guess what? This is for you. And can you tell us a little bit more details about what you're going to be providing in your site, Maria?
Yeah, sure. So our events are all on Friday nights. They're from 6 to 8, so they're going to be a little bit, I think, earlier than some of maybe the other events. That was to, you know, cater to people who have children who, you know, maybe don't want to be out quite as late, but they still want to get a great experience. We're also going to be providing on-site babysitting for young parents. So I feel like that's something that I've always wanted to have offered to me as a young mother. So I thought that that would be a good way to encourage young parents to want to come out, and you can have a little date night out of it without your baby or young kids.
That is very, very amazing. Talk about being the witnesses of meeting people where they're at, and I think that
accompany couples.
Yeah, this is really extraordinary. Awesome. And can you give us maybe some ideas of some of the topics that you guys will be talking about in your Theology on Tap sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one that's going to be June 29th is going to be on. It's going to be talking. The presenters are going to be talking about Amoris Laetitia, the Pope's apostolic exhortation on love in the family, and they're going to be talking about, you know, practically at a level for individual people, what does this document you know, have to teach us for our relationships, for our, you know, relationships with our spouse, for our relationships with our children, for our relationships in general. So I'm really excited about that. In July, our topic is going to be, I believe, he's speaking. We have a psychologist coming who's also a Catholic who's going to be speaking about a parenting topic that's called emotion coaching. And so he's going to be talking about that from a Catholic perspective, and it's a really great parenting topic for people with young mm-hmm. kids. So it's different things like that. We don't have the third topic, I think, picked out yet, but it's going to be along those same lines, things that might appeal to people who are in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that some people will ask, well, you know, I that sounds really, really interesting. I really want to go to that. And, you know, for our radio listeners out there, that it's a very diverse crowd, you know, and there are probably a lot of young adult, you know, families, parents out there listening to this, and they're listening to you, and they're like, wow, this is super excited, but, oh, my God, I'm not Catholic. Do you have to be Catholic to go to one of these?
Absolutely not, no. We're, you know, welcome to everyone, anyone who wants to come and listen to our talk and hear what our presenters have to say, is more than welcome. We'd love to have people from diverse backgrounds who just want to hear more about the topic. So anybody is welcome to come.
Yeah, one of the excuses that I used to say, it was, I got babies, so I don't have time to go to these classes or this theology on tap or you know, presentations in the parish. This is a great opportunity for you to go, and they have a babysitter. I mean, that means accompaniment. And you want a healthy relationship, it's up to you and your spouse. So you are the ones who are bringing this good news to your family. Thank you for providing that, Maria. And there is a cost for this. Again, are you going to be charging anything?
No, it's a completely free event, so anyone is welcome to come. So it shouldn't stop you for wanting to come. You know, you can't get a free date night with babysitting very often. So
awesome. And if somebody wants to register, can you provide us with your phone number or how to do it?
Absolutely. Probably the best way for someone to get into contact with me about registering would be to email me. And my email is msiap@srb-chicago.org.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, msiap@srb-chicago.org.
Yeah, so now you heard it. You know, if you got little kids and you're like, oh, I can't make it because I have little kids, well, I think you have no excuses at this point. So you know, we really want to encourage you to get out and register, obviously. Give Maria a call so that she can make sure that she has enough volunteers to, you know, babysit. So more volunteers to babysit is actually a good thing, right, Maria?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
See, so that's not a bad thing. So that means that the more couples that go, the merrier. So thank you so much, Maria, for being on. We know you got to get going and you have a busy day, but thank you for spending these few moments with us and encouraging us to come out to St. Robert Bellarmine, St. Paschal's, to enjoy Theology on Tap. So thank you so much. And on behalf of Victor and I, we want to wish you a wonderful day, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. You guys have a great day, too.
Thank you. And also on with us today, as I had mentioned, is Gabriela Garcia and Maria Tatiana, or Tati Aranda. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Pablo. We're doing really well. Thank you.
Excellent. And the reason why I wanted to have you guys on for the show today is because, you know, as we get ready to talk about Theology on Tap, you guys are also a new site. So what I want to do is I just want to kind of like have you guys, you know, stay on with us as we go on break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about, you know, your Theology on Tap and the new site that you guys are having. Okay, so we'll be right back. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and see you in a little bit.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
What does the gift of hope look like? It's an abandoned young woman with two young children searching for help. I'm Maggie at Catholic Charities Housing Services. As we worked with her, she blossomed before our eyes. She wrote a book, married, and often returned to say hello. You see, we believed in her, and she trusted us because, for us, this isn't just a job. It's a calling to be Chicago's Good Samaritan. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the radio show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Right before we went to break, and if you're just turning in, we've been talking about Theology on Tap kickoff on June 25th. We've been talking with Maria Siep of St. Robert Bellarmine and St. Paschal's about Theology on Tap for married couples to have young children. And guess what? There will be babysitting. And right before we went to break, we were talking to Tatiana Aranda and to Gabby Garcia. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing well, Pablo. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Yep. Victor and I are over here on the radio show, and we're having such a great time. And, the reason why we wanted to call you guys is because you guys are a new site, and you guys are collaborating with different parishes. I know that. But also because, I think it's the first time we've had a Theology on Tap in the Southwest side in about 2 years, and I'm very excited, quite frankly. So one of the things I'd like to ask you guys is tell us a little bit about you guys. Who are you guys? And tell us a little bit about what it is that you do at your parishes.
My name's Gabby Garcia. I am from St. Rita of Kesha Parish, and I've actually been involved with the youth group in my parish for about 6-7 years now. And along with that, I teach religious education between 7th and 8th graders. So being able to reach out to more, working with young adults, it's a new outreach for me.
And so I'm Maria Tatiana. I am a part of St. Gall, and I've been there for over a year now. I am a coordinator for the Warriors of Peace youth group there, and I also attend the Jeremiah Young Adult group there. So I'm pretty new to the church, but I really, really enjoy working there and volunteering there.
And tell us, between the both of you, if you can just share with us, because I know that both of you have been involved with youth ministry as ministers, but also you guys are actively engaged with the young adults to some degree and really scratching the surface into this ministry itself. So tell us, why did you guys decide to host Theology on Tap, and who else is joining you guys? I mean, how many other parishes are joining you guys? So I guess let me just repeat the question. Why Theology on Tap, and who else is joining you?
Yeah, so there's a lack of young adult events in our area, and we just thought that, you know, Theology on Tap could be a great way to engage young adults again back into parish life. And so, you know, I kind of just thought about, like, maybe I can get a few churches to get together and sponsor some of these Theology on Tap events. And I called St. Rita right away, and Gabby said she was on board right away with doing this, as well as Father Omero, who is the pastor there at St. Rita. My pastor was on board. And then I contacted also St. Simon and St. Clair, and they were all on board. So it's a total of four parishes, St. Clair, St. Simon, St. Gall, and St. Rita, that will be sponsoring these Theology Taps in the South Side. And so each parish will be hosting one Theology on Tap event in July. And it's a total of four events, so it's a series of four. I mean, we're just really excited to be able to provide this for the young adults in the area. Come have a couple of drinks and just talk about relevant events and God. So we want to be able to do that. So we're excited.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tati. So this is new in the area, and you are combining with different parishes. So, but you have participated in the past in this Theology on Tap. What have you taken from the Theology on Tap for yourself? Because in my experience, you know, I was searching for something, the vocation I wanted in life. So Theology on Tap with a good beer, with friends, a lot of people around, I started searching for something, and they gave me the meaning. They guide me, they support me. But what have you taken, Tatiana, from the Theology on Tap personally as a young adult?
Yeah, so thanks for the question, Victor. I'm fairly new to Theology on Tap events, but from what I have learned and what I like about them is the fact that it is so diverse in backgrounds regarding religion, cultural. You know, you get young adults that are very involved in the church, and then you get young adults that are not. Mm-hmm. And just being able to provide a space where they can both share their perspectives is a really special moment. It's just, you don't get that often, you know. And so providing the space for these different perspectives to be shared and to be understood, and just young adults finally getting together in one place and realizing, like, hey, we're living similar realities. Let's talk about them. And so that's the most important, being able to connect people from different backgrounds.
So do you feel judged attending the Theology on Tap? Because, you know, there is a misunderstanding that the Catholic Church is going to dump all these, the Ten Commandments to you and these rules. Do you feel that when you attended the Theology on Tap? Because in my experience, I did not.
No, I definitely think it's an environment where anyone is welcome and no one is there to judge you. Everyone can share whatever they feel. And we ask that environment, you know, stay respectful of whatever everyone has to say, because I think that's what's so special about Theology on Tap, the fact that people can come together, talk about what they feel, and not be judged, just be listened to, and share different experiences. So no, I have personally have never felt offended or judged at any of these events.
Gabby, can you tell us a little bit about the target audience and the topics that you guys are going to be discussing? Maybe not in great detail, but just give us maybe a general perspective on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we kind of decided to target a very broad audience in this in these sessions that we're going to have. The reason why is because, like you mentioned before, this is the first Theology on Tap that we're going to have in 2 years. So we didn't really want to leave anyone out of this. As we heard from Maria, in their case, they're having the Theology on Tap for, you know, too. So what we wanted to do is the focus is we have, it's just bringing back the youth, having some type of way to lighten up, you know, that light that has gone out for them. Those who have, you know, curiosity, want to get back in the church, those who are engaged in the church, everything. We want to just be open to everyone around in our neighborhood. The sessions that we're going to have are going to include topics like quenching a spiritual thirst, finding God's grace in the streets of Chicago, faith in action, how social justice and faith go hand in hand, and faith in addiction, how God led me out.
Excellent. You know, any particular reason, quickly, why you decided to have these kind of talks?
Well, it goes hand in hand with all the issues that we're having in our society. For example, faith in action. There's a million issues going on right now, especially in Chicago. We hear about deaths in and out every day. And I just think that this is going to be a good place, you know, peaceful place, where people are going to be able to have an open up about their opinion, place where, you know, being social and having your faith go hand in hand, and it's not about being judged whether you can seek or bring up God in an instance or not.
If I may add a little to that, we are from the South Side, and these issues are a reality where we live, and it's time to speak up. It's time to incorporate God into our lives to be able to deal with these issues. We're not gonna be hiding the issues that we're going through in our community. People are going through addiction. People are in gangs. There's a lot of violence. So why don't we address these issues with people that have gone through this type of journey, or people that can guide us in these talks, and then have a conversation about it afterwards. Intentionally we did pick these topics to be able to address relevant issues in our neighborhood that are currently happening.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank the both of you for being on. I know that you guys have a very busy work day, but thanks for taking the time. And again, you know, this is Theology on Tap, a cluster of parishes in the Southwest Side. And if you guys want to get in touch with any of our, you know, guests here today, especially with Maria Tatiana and Gabby, you guys can always look them up on the on our Theology on Tap link on our Archdiocesan website. But Tatiana, before you leave, can you just give us your email in case people want to get in touch with you directly?
Yes, of course. So my email is maranda, ARANDA, at archchicago.org.
And thank you so much, Maria, and God bless you. God bless you both, and, you know, take care of yourselves, and, you know, we will continue to promote your Theology on Tap and all Theology on Taps across the city. So thank you so much. But for more information, visit our Theology on Tap website and in our Arch Chicago website. Thank you very much for both of you. Stay tuned, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, Making All Things New, the Holy Spirit in the Bible. The four major speakers will discuss how the Holy Spirit was portrayed and understood in different biblical times and communities. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 24th through the 29th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Supich and Loyola Ramblers Chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to artschicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
As we enter our second century of providing help and hope to anyone in need, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to 1 million people each year. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey radio show for the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office of Lifelong Formation, Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. If you're just joining us, you know, we're just about getting ready to wrap up our show. And, you know, we have a wonderful guest still on because we just experienced such a wonderful thing this past weekend and also on April 21st. So just to give you some context, you know, Victor, we've been doing the Fifth Encuentro, or Quinto Encuentro, as it's called, in the Latino community, Hispanic community, and it's a process that started at the national level that the USCCB called for, and ever since we've been organizing ourselves here in Chicago, and we just recently lived a regional encuentro. Victor, I know you and myself were there.
Oh yeah.
And joining us today on the phone is Elizabeth Roman, who is the president of the National Catholic Council for Hispanic Ministry. Mm-hmm. That's a national organization that deals with other organizations within the Catholic Church on issues pertaining to Hispanic Catholics. But we're also blessed to have her here as someone local to our Chicagoland area. And she's also one of the executive coordinators for the Fifth Encuentro Committee here in Chicago. So how are you, Elizabeth?
I am doing really well. Good afternoon, Pablo Victor. Thank you for the invitation, and I am happy to be here.
So part of the reason why I wanted you to be on today is to talk to us about Fifth Encuentro or Quinto Encuentro from your own experience as an organizer, but also as someone that has also lived through the process of the most recent regional Encuentro just this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You know, I have never participated in any Encuentro, and like you said, this is the fifth one. For me, it's the first, so it's all new. But I've been blessed to work and serve in this Encuentro with a sister who has been part of every single Encuentro. And so I've learned so much from her, and that, of course, is Sister Dominga, who led us along with Bishop Alberto Rojas in this process, because it is a process. And it's a process that is changing not just Latinos, Hispanics, and the Church, but it's changing the overall church. And when we go to these encuentros, whether it started in the parishes or in the organizations or in the groups or the community organizations that did the five sessions of the encuentro process, when we come out of it, we come out of it as a family, as brothers and sisters. And that's something that we shared not only in the archdiocesan encuentro, it was shared in the regional. You know, and we're family, and the family keeps getting bigger. And the family of Hispanic, Latino, Catholic leaders keeps getting bigger, and it keeps getting connected with these encuentros. There were so many ministry areas that are relevant to our community that became priorities and became the message that we are taking, that the Chicago Archdiocesan delegation is taking, along with delegations from all over the United States. We're taking it to Texas to our bishops. And so from there, we will have, hopefully and in prayer, the pastoral ministries, the resources, and what we need to serve our people. Because, you know, we keep growing. We're majority in the church. And so the resources have to be accompanied. Otherwise, you know, I keep telling people, and I know one bishop told me that I was the voice that cried in the desert. I keep telling people, if we don't prepare and serve and bring Latinos to God's church and to his love, we're not going to have a church.
Wow, that's very powerful.
It is powerful. And, you know, I'm blessed because I attended the Quinto Encuentro, and I feel the Spirit guiding the church. And as you mentioned, we were brothers and sisters reading the signs of the times. It reminds me this quote from one of the popes. We went reading the signs of the times and trying to apply pastoral plans, but guided by the Holy Spirit. I think you are right. But what are the topics you think they are concerned to the Catholic Church here in Chicago, the most appealing or things that we have to address as a Quinto Encuentro?
Well, you know, when we gathered the delegates from, we had our Archdiocesan Encuentro on April 24th at DePaul Prep Academy. We had 217 delegates from 30 parishes, 10 organizations, including Pablo's from Pastoral Juvenil, Arquidiocesana in Chicago. We had 3 community organizations, so we gathered there. And from there, we focused on 3 areas. And these are the 3 areas that have been relevant and have been areas that we've had to focus in our archdiocese for, you know, the last 30 years. And it is family and juventud adulta and the community of migrants. You know, if you add up all of the diverse communities in the Archdiocese of Chicago, they add up to 70%. Hispanic alone are almost 60. This is a very diverse diocese. And so what we're doing is creating the pastoral and the ministries and the culturally relevant ministries to bring that 70% and keep them in our church, because we do have a crisis. You know, as Pablo knows, he works with young people. We're losing them after confirmation. So young people were an important topic, and families, because that's where they live. That's where we live. We live in our families. That's our domestic church. And so, of course, we're all, like I said, a community of migrants. 70% of this diocese is diverse. So we focused on that. And then when we went to the regional, where we gathered with delegates from Wisconsin, from Indiana, from diocese in Illinois, we focused on 10, among them vocations and youth ministry, young adult ministry, of course, migrant ministry. So all the areas that are important to our community, because those are the challenges. Those are the challenges that we face. And so we have to find the opportunities and the blessings. And the greatest blessing was how the Holy Spirit brings us together in love to work together. And when we gather, we realize that we all have the same issues. And so we're all going to go as a nation of Latino Catholics in September to Dallas, to Grapevine, Texas, to talk to our bishop. And hopefully from there, we will have, again, the pastoral ministries and the leaders and the volunteers and the religious and everybody that we need to serve this church.
And I like the fact that when I hear you talk, Elizabeth, you know, I can hear celebration in your tone. And I have to say that as someone that has participated also in some of these sessions, it really becomes a celebration. Yes, there are moments where we look at our reality, and it may not be all that pretty when we're looking at where, you know, some of our weak spots are at. But at the same time, it's coming together in the reflection that there is hope, and that there is people of goodwill that are willing to address a lot of these needs in answering their call as missionary disciples, as Pope Francis has very adequately challenged us to in his encyclical The Joy of the Gospel. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Elizabeth, and I know that this is something that you and Sister Dominga very affectionately remind us of in both a very agitational manner, but also in a very inviting and inspirational manner. And it's the reminder that this is not a time of changes, but that this is a change of time. Would you mind elaborate a little bit on what you mean by that? Because I think we understand it, but I want to just share a little bit of that wonderful conversations that we've had with our larger audience. What do we mean when we say this is not a time of changes, but a change of time?
It's a whole new time. It's not things evolving and changing. They've already changed, Pablo. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new generation. And Pope Francis sees it. And a lot of the people in our church and people like you who work with young people see it. We've lost a couple of generations. So it hasn't been that times have changed. It's just, I believe, and this is how I see it, that, you know, we lost that one. It's a whole new ballgame. And so we have to start serving and seeing the needs of the people of today. And we have to stop being that old institutional church that we go to just on Sundays, because it's there and we've done it as part of costumbre, you know, because it's tradition and our parents did it and our grandparents and my mother made me baptize my child. And it's not because we truly, truly, truly feel God's love and want to share that love as missionary disciples so that people want to be baptized and want to baptize their children, because that brings them closer to God's love. And we are a community of love and of God's love. And I think that's what the encuentro brings us. And that's what we are bringing as Latinos to the church. Because here's the thing about us. I mean, we just meet, and 5 seconds later, we're hugging and we're family and we share meals. And so that's what we're bringing. That's what the first disciples did. That's what we're bringing to this church, our sense of family, our love of church, our love of Mary. We're changing this church. And at the same time, maybe I'm being, you know, taking too much credit, we're saving the church. And we're saving the church in this archdiocese, because look at how the encuentro is going to help revitalize and renew our church. Not because we're Latinos, but because we bring God's love to renew my church. Otherwise, we can't renew the church. If it isn't about God, the church will never be renewed. And yes, we have to look at finances. And yes, times are tough and we're shutting services and closing parishes. But you know what? They can't close our spirit, and they can't take the Holy Spirit away from us and the love of family and faith and the love of Mary and the love of Jesus. That stays with us. And that's what we are working towards in this encuentro, like the disciples of Emmaus. Ahí vamos, Pablo. We're going in, you know, we're on our way with the Lord right next to us. And we can't be afraid. We cannot be afraid, and we cannot be afraid to speak up, because if we don't do it now, when will we have another opportunity?
Exactly.
We have a Latino Pope. We have a Latino Pope. You know, this is our opportunity.
And with that, you know, not only the opportunity for, of course, is a rejuvenation and a moment for definitely the Latino Church of in this country, but also, you know, I like to say that, you know, what you were just saying, this is very much an instrument for Renew My Church. And I think that, you know, this is not just an event. It's also a very much a process of life. And if you engage with it, believe me, and trust me, Victor, you will be changed. You will go into this process and you will not come out the same. And the chances are that you'll come out with a much more inspired spirit to work in the Lord. So, you know, we, you know, fortunately, you know, speaking about time always is on our back. But, you know, we have to let it go for today. But, you know, just know that if you want more information on the topics we talked about, you can go to archchicago.org and learn more about Theology on Tap. And if you want to learn more about the Fifth Encuentro, you can go to the letter V, Roman numeral 5, the letter V, Encuentro, encuentro.org, theencuentro.org, and you will be taken to a national website. Elizabeth Roman, I want to take this time to thank you for being on. Yeah. Thank you for telling us about the Quinto Encuentro. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation. I really love, you know, sharing what's going on in our church. So I am here, you know, for whatever service or information that you need. Thank you. God bless you both.
And don't forget, our Theology on Tap kickoff will be June 25th at the Fremont Bar in the River North area, and it starts at 6:30. But, you know, go to our Facebook page and make sure that you drop your name in the bucket. Yeah. Otherwise, you might be left without a chance to come in. So with that, Victor, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. God bless all of you, and we hope to see you around either at future events or at our Theology on Taps. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.